While more and more Long Islanders are powering their homes with solar energy, it only makes up a small slice of the energy pie in Nassau and Suffolk counties. A state program administered by towns wants to change that by cutting the price of solar panels to homeowners who use approved vendors. Eric Schmidt of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
On a cool fall afternoon, Tom Kasser is having solar panels installed on his house. The Manorville resident is looking to have the sun heat his home just in time for winter.
It's something that I've always kind of been thinking about in the back of my mind, just because you see them going up on houses all around you.
His panels aren't the only ones in the neighborhood. It's dotted with black tiles collecting the sun's energy.
Made a lot of sense, and I decided, all right, let me go and get a couple of quotes.
Long Island is New York's largest solar market, according to Governor Cuomo. Over the past 5 years, residential installations grew 10 times over, from just under 3,500 in 2011 to more than 35,000 in 2016. Michael Bayless, co-founder of Ronkonkoma-based SunNation Solar Systems, a local panel installer, says money is the reason why some Long Islanders have adopted the sun as their source of energy.
The idea is to pay less. Doesn't have to be a lot less. Just something that's less to start, and know over time that that less becomes greater as the cost of energy continues to go up and yours doesn't.
The same is true for Tom Kasser. He opted to finance his panels, and his loan payments are now roughly the same as his old utility bill. But in 15 years, when his loan is paid off, his energy bill will hardly cost anything.
Can you imagine someone came in and said, hey, I'll renovate your kitchen, and it won't cost you anything. In fact, 15 years from now, you'll actually be making money on your new kitchen. So, I mean, there's really not many opportunities around like that.
Bayless and SunNation participate in Solarize Your Community programs, in which towns like Brookhaven and North Hempstead partner with the state to provide incentives for residents to go solar. These Solarize programs help towns clear the fog and confusion for residents around the 200-plus solar companies on Long Island by vetting them. If residents choose a participating installer, they are eligible for discounted rates on panels. These potential savings are what's driving people to get quotes for their homes.
So again, these are 345-watt panels.
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 33. 7, 13, 33 total.
Mm-hmm. Michael Treisch has had his Albertson home evaluated a few times. He's been thinking about installing panels ever since he started noticing them almost 3 years ago.
Part of the need to save money to afford to live here in Nassau County is a bit difficult. You have to try and combine any ways you can to save money.
Money wasn't always the reason people installed solar panels. Bayless says it used to be about going green, but now it's about saving it.
Today, I would say 80% of the people that go solar are looking for a financial benefit. The attribute of going green is part of the decision that makes them feel good. Okay, but at the end of the day, they have to have an energy savings or a dollar savings, a financial benefit, or they're probably not going to do it.
While Long Island's 35,000 installations are impressive, solar power still has a long way to go. It only represents 3% of energy produced on the island, according to 2015 data from the New York Independent System Operator, which monitors the reliability of the state's power grid. The other 97% of Long Island's energy comes from a mix of oil and gas. Compared to 2015, Bayless says installations in 2016 have stagnated, partially because saving money on energy isn't as urgent as it once was.
You know, if the cost of electricity was going up 3%, 4%, 5% a year because the cost of energy was going up, that would be a built-in urgency. We haven't had any increases in energy in the last probably 18 months.
But Bayless is optimistic. He hopes Long Islanders will see the light and take the steps towards installing and harvesting the sun's power. Eric Schmidt, WSHU News.